The election of 1996 requires no great attention because a voter backlash against new House Speaker Gingrich and the shrill GOP Congress countered some of the negative focus on Clinton, who won easy re-election. The president from Arkansas carried four southern states, his home state, Florida, Tennessee, and Louisiana, even though the GOP maintained its sway over southern House seats. However, the next great cultural and religious catalyst, Clinton's affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky and his subsequent impeachment, was not far away.
In retrospect, considerable attention has justifiably focused on the apparent 1998 to 2002 influence of Bill Clinton.
In their pre-2004 election analysis of what they called the new religion gap, John Green and Mark Silk, director of the Center for the Study of Religion in Public Life, found one possible explanation of the 1998 to 2002 trend arising out of the tawdry impeachment sequence. Although the country as a whole did not favor removing Clinton from office, a sizable number of frequent worship attenders may have been sufficiently distressed by the affair to change their voting habits. It is conceivable that, in the late 1990s, an increasing number of frequent attenders transferred their moral disapproval of Clinton onto his party as a whole. An analysis by Zogby International of its own polling data struck a similar note. On the political, economic, and social values espoused by the Clintons, a solid majority of red state voters reject the Clintons' values, 56%, while 34% agree. Blue state voters split almost evenly, 45% favorable, 47% unfavorable. Early in the 2004 election campaign, an analysis by USA Today of that newspaper's shared Gallup poll data also touched on the Clinton effect. Bill Clinton, dogged by rumors that he dodged the draft and cheated on his wife, won the 1992 election because of his promise to address voters' concerns about the economy and health care. But those who attended church each week were much less likely to support him than others. In 2000, George W. Bush emphasized the role that his born-again faith had played in turning around his life. The gap got bigger. In some ways, George W. Bush had approached the 2000 election as a cross between political project and biblical mission. In 1999, he told an assemblage of Texas pastors that he believed God had called him to run. That same year, he spoke to the Council for National Policy, a group that included religious right leaders and some Christian Reconstructionists. No text of that meeting has ever been released. In one televised debate in 2000 with his rivals for the GOP nomination, Bush, upon being asked to identify the thinker who had most influenced him, stunned viewers with his answer: Christ. If the elections of 1988 and 1992 had unusual religious components, the election of the millennium had even more, although, once again, hindsight provides illumination. Well before September 11, 2001, religion and intensity of faith and worship were emerging as the principal dividing lines in national politics. The religious party that Ohio political scientist John Green and others had tentatively discerned in the 1988 electoral tea leaves was becoming a reality, as poll data proclaimed. From 10 points in its unheralded 1972 debut, the religion gap dropped to single digits for two decades. Then it jumped back into prominence, 14 points in 1992, expanding 8 years later to a record 20 points. Although legitimate doubts were raised about frequency of attendance at services being the best measure, the basic thesis of religiosity's importance gained wide acceptance. The whys and wherefores were clear enough. To Jeffrey Lehman, the two parties' positions on issues, especially moral issues like abortion, gay marriage, and prayer in schools, have grown increasingly polarized, and it's these issues that are the key to the religious split between the parties. This is something we're seeing across the country. Religion watcher John Green explained that once social issues came to the forefront, abortion, gay rights, women's rights, it generated differences based on religious attendance. Theology was beginning to exert real electoral influence. Although the 2002 midterm elections were influenced by the memory of September 11th and saber-rattling over Iraq, they also extended the 2000 pattern, which was shaped by religion, morality, and anti-Clinton sentiment. In the 2000 congressional races, frequent attenders at religious services were 18 points more Republican than the overall electorate, and in 2002, the congressional religion gap widened to 20 points. According to Green, frequent attending white Protestants turned out in significantly higher numbers in the South than in other regions of the country, and that fueled impressive GOP victories south of the Mason-Dixon line. The election of 2004 did not greatly change the alignments of 2000, but it did highlight small trends and offer clarifications. The fallout of September 11th on religious voters, for example. Of the forces redefining the national Republican electorate, it is to these contours that we now turn.